Hey everybody, what's good? This is the Blacker Than Usual podcast, a series of politically based conversations that unpack the underlying gaps within Black culture, business, and relationships. Your host, J-Dub, that's me, strives to address the crucial conversations that will strengthen the connection towards moving our culture forward. Listeners should expect an informed conversation from personal experience and thought-driven insight on the top issues affecting our Black and Brown communities. So with that, sit back and enjoy.
Good and terrible.
Well, we're back, y'all. Another episode of Blacker Than Usual podcast. This one is the Nashville elections 2023. It's an interesting year, to say the least. A lot of things from the General Assembly, if you can see from our last episode, to currently what we're going through. We're in a runoff, y'all. A runoff for the mayor of Nashville. Nashville brings in $8.8 billion to the state of Tennessee, next to Memphis and Knox County. What they bring in, still no match to the $8.8 billion that this state runs and pockets from, scrapes off the top, steal from. All of that used to come from Nashville, with our tourist districts, with our historical landmarks. Just pride in the city, just being the Athens of the South. We bring in $8.8 billion. I keep stressing that because that's the dollar amount. That is the bounty that is on the head for this city by the state and others. So I just want to take this time here today, a good time, not a long time, but a real time, where we unpack some of the things that brought this to fruition. It all started with 13 mayoral candidates. Hold on, Dub. Let's go back. The previous mayor, Brother John Cooper. We love you, John. Farewell. You've done a decent job. Matter of fact, nah, scratch that. You did a good job, sir. Did a really good job. Some would even call great. You got us through a pandemic. Unprecedented, never seen before times. You got us through a hurricane. It was a tornado. But it was a Dredero, it was a Draco, something. It's rare, okay? You also got us through a bombing, okay? I believe the Waffle House shooting was around the same tenure that Mayor Cooper saw as well. So many things have transpired. The church shooting, which doesn't get talked about much, but yeah, supremacists ran into a church as well. All of these things went down under the Cooper administration, and he's got us through it as a whole. Living, thriving, to work, what do you say, live, work, and play together. That was our man's slogan. And even through all the triumphs, he brought us through that. So shout out Mayor Cooper. Although he's departing with us, what he did for this city in the time of crisis will never be forgotten. Now, in 2022, this man was saying he's going to run and he's going to keep it going, keep the energy going to live, work, and play today and tomorrow and forever. Right? Well, I'm not going to say why, but I'm just going to say some undisclosed sports authority team-like engagements chose him to take a different path real swiftly and abruptly. There was a man by the name of Freddie O'Connell who said, regardless of what happens, I'm still going to run. He came out, and that was about it. Well, nobody else were talking about it. Everybody else doing business as usual. Everything was hunky-dory. We think we're going to see Cooper against O'Connell. 2022 came. Skirt! Cooper pumped the brakes, said, you know what? I'm out. And at that moment, Freddie O'Connell was like, hold on. I think I got this. I'm on a Democratic ticket. I worked in a council for 8 or so years. Some people call me Mr. King Gentrifier. But you know what? They're just haters. I had to do what had to be done for the city. I had to go in and make some policy changes here, do some asterisks here, get some gentrification, some stop signs, some bike lanes, some things here and there. And this is what we're going to make Nashville better. And as a council person, that's what he did. Well, that was great. That alone should get you, you know, forerunner for a mayoral seat. And Mr. O'Connell, 12. 11, 10, how many others popped up out of the woodwork saying, well, Freddie, you did all right as council, but we don't want to see that again. We don't want to see you come back and you use that same energy that Cooper did and Briley did from the council and just take it to the mayor, because it doesn't really work in our favor necessarily. So we're going to say, nah, we got 10, 11 better options. Well, by May, the qualifying deadline, we've had 13 candidates pop up saying that they are the best to lead this city forward. Well, and then the races began. I ain't gonna list all these people that was running because it's Googleable. The place to go is Nashville.gov. Election results you can see up on there. But since we're here, I'll go ahead and name a few. Miss Natisha Brooks, Lady Fran Bush, okay, Heidi Campbell. Ooh, no, Bernie Cox. Don't even know. I think that's a fake name. I don't know if that's a real person. Lady Sharon Hurt. Stephanie Johnson, Freddie O'Connell is mentioned, Gilbert Ramirez, Alice Rowley, Wisdom Teakley. I don't know who Wisdom is. Why would your mama and papa and granny and them name you Wisdom is beyond me. Okay, never. No. Vivian Wilhoit and Matthew Wilshire. Yeah, that was the gang, you know, that. Now, some of these names dropped in, dropped out, and didn't tell us what they was about. They just, you know, showed up and then just fell out, resigned, if you will. A couple of them ran over to Metro Council at Large. What is Council at Large? Well, they're like the overseers of the city council. In previous days of Metro founding, those five seats were left over to be governed by white folks, y'all. No matter what the 35 other districts do, these five seats really going to oversee. So if they get any type of majority, minority type of votes with the 35, these five could be like, not in here. Y'all blacks ain't coming up. We ain't letting immigrants in. We going to build this highway, and it still ain't going to be nothing y'all can do with it. We going to shut down half of Jefferson Street and destroy over 60-some homes and businesses just so we can do infrastructure needs, because this is going to help everybody. And the five at large are going to make sure of that. So a few candidates jumped over to at large, if you get where I'm going there. Nonetheless, at large had about 21 people in there. I had a personal favorite in there. Yeah, I may not know him, but a local Nashville native from the 37208 North Nashville side of town. A young black man. He's some cool. But it was about 20 plus others in there that they gave it a good shot. They gave it a good run. And all in all, on the topic at hand, the mayoral race, 13 over there, 21 plus over there at large, and then there's just still the council races. There's 35 others. Most of them had 2 to 4 people in one. We're talking about 80-some people that decided to pop out and show out and give their all to lead Nashville forward. Sorry, y'all. That's too many damn candidates. I'm going to go ahead and say it. We don't really have anything in our charter, our Metro Nashville charter, that says how many can run. As long as you get 25 people, you go to your church, there's more than 25 people in the youth group. There's more than 25 people at any MTA bus stop. There's more than 25 people at Walmart on any given Saturday. But if you get these 25 people to put your name on the paper, well, put their name on the paper, you get them to sign it, put their address, you good. You take it down to the election commission. I forgot a lady name. Ooh, I forgot her name, but she in my email somewhere. She's a great, loyal citizen of the community. She's been doing elections for decades. She checks off the name, runs in the database, as long as you're a registered voter in Davidson County. Ding! That person counts for you. That is a nominating petition. You get those 25 signatures, and from that moment on, you're on the ballot, ma'am or sir. You are able to run for council, mayor, Democratic Party, Republican Party. You can run in a general election. It's that simple. Now, with 80-some people, and they made it convoluted, and it also made it difficult for our black vote. This is blacker than usual, so I want to highlight the black aspect. Things behind that really cause us some problems and how we can fix it going forward. Our black vote is small, y'all. There's 450,000 registered voters in Tennessee. How in the world did only 100,000 come out to vote? That's wild. Our people are disenfranchised. Our people are led to believe smoke and mirrors are actually going to change us and bring us light. I just want to let y'all know there's no saving figure that's going to come down and save us. Mayoral, state representative, presidential representative. No one is coming to save the black community. It is amongst us to do this ourselves. Back on the topic of him, 80 plus candidates splits the black vote. And we have so many disinterested black people, it's hard to get them to come out and support fully any candidate. So imagine when there's multiple. In that large race, there was over 5. And then you got multicultural added in too. So you're pulling out different groups that have came to Nashville and set up shop. They're taking away from the black vote as well. Some of us blacks are out here thinking that that's the better fit to go and support Suzanne Hashim out of Iraq. Well, that's great. But when we have our black candidates, we should be standing beside that. But that presents an arguable debate to some people. Some don't even have the debate. Some just have it in their head and call it a day. We don't have these crucial conversations with each other. And then we lose that black vote. On top of that, look over at that mayoral race. We have 4 black women that were running against each other. That's wild. All educated, all gifted in their own skill sets and abilities, but we had them all running against each other. Well, I'm sorry. We were only seen as, what, 1/5 of a person, 1/3, 4th of a person one time? I don't know how our one vote was going to get split to 4 different people. It's impossible. Therefore, it didn't happen. That's a problem. Too many candidates. Going forward, we have to align ourselves. These are my beliefs here. You can take this piece however you want it. We have to get behind specific candidates and push to our fullest extent. We cannot be having opposition up against each other. Black on black crime is enough. Black on black political greed is even further egregious to our community. We got to stop that, y'all. Nashville cliques and status quos is where I'm going to go with this. We have to stop this because it is happening to us. The white man foot ain't on our necks. They're not coming down Jefferson Street building I-40 at the current moment. We're doing this to ourselves. We have too many cliques and groups. Well, that's just what it is. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Anything and everything can be changed. In this case, should be. These Nashville cliques have got out of hand. Some of them are ageism, if you will. The 65 and up oligarch, not even letting you see the gate, let alone come in that mother. They're holding on to things because they don't trust people of my generation. They've told us to back out. One even mentioned to me one day, oh, well, you got to know who you're talking to when you're into a room because you don't want to say something to hurt somebody's feelings. Negro, what? You retire from some metro government or wherever you've been institutionalized to for 30 years and they give you a paragraph and a pen and a little lapel to go on and say, thank you for your service. Be blessed. Signed the HR department of so-and-so, so-and-who. Excuse me, that's not an achievement. That's not a goal. That's absolutely not a place of reverence where I should have the desire to aspire for, nor bow down to. You got the game effed up. If you think this generation is leaning towards that pension fund, retirement, last time we checked, people of my age aren't even going to have retirement to lean on. So, grandma, granddad, the gatekeeping that goes on in these little cliques, in these little private nursing home, pre-nursing home circles, that does you no service nor us. It does us all a grave disservice. Now, granddad, don't get offended because I ain't going to leave, I ain't going to talk about y'all. It's the youth as well. People of my generation really don't listen too well. When the OG gave me that information of being nice to folks, I knew it was a bunch of crap. You gotta watch who you say something to around here, cause people, I know about the good old boys, but I'm a good old Negro boy, so I just follow the rules. You gotta watch who you follow the rules with. I looked at him with a straight face and said, yeah, sure. That's why if you heard what I said initially, you would understand. We're talking the same language. I'm just not about to be as docile and complacent as you. But that took a listening ear to fully understand what the OG was saying. We have to listen. One thing that they lack, the older generation, we don't talk to them and give them the hipness. What is hip? They don't know. No. The technology, the speed of life, the internet, all of these things, social constructs, social grievances, they're not in touch with that. If they don't listen to us, we can't expound that wisdom upon them. And to their peers and whoever's around them, they're old. They age faster. They ball up like children. They get in the fetal position. They're not as mobile mentally as they would be without us. Now we have to listen to them because we don't have their wisdom of things that they can expound upon, things that they can tell us from their past experience. Now, their past experience may have been rooted in slavery, so it's completely one-sided, but that's still a perspective that we should listen to and incorporate into our thought, into our mind, and in our actions here in the community. If we don't have that wisdom, we're out here going goose wild crazy. We willy-nilly in the streets. We outside every weekend, not knowing that what's inside our home and in our minds is most important. And the OG will tell you that. But we too busy throwing back Casamigos shots 4-for-1. We not processing how grandma and granddaddy fought liver cancer and they still fighting to this day on dialysis. We just living for the day because tomorrow never promised. I guess. Whatever. The cliques, the ageism, they all play one into one. The cliques have different organizational names. The status quo, politics of it all, that's wild. This led to the votes being skewed in the election. This led to false representation in the election. Now, it led to a runoff of two candidates who I just told you about, Freddie. He said 2022, Doug. He was coming in here looking. I think Freddie would be up there. So who up here running against him? Maybe it's one of the millionaires, billionaires that try to buy the election. No, not them necessarily. Or maybe it's one of the four black women you just mentioned, Doug. That maybe somebody split the vote and it got half and half and one of the black women got in. No, that didn't happen either. But who's he running against? Alice Rowley. Everybody, every get your roll on, Alex Rowley. An election in a dab of ranch. Rowley, 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 Rowley. Wow, where in the hell she come from? Well, she came from a GOP background. She went to Hume Fall Magnet School. Highly decorated columnist. Worked with the Lamar Alexander campaign. Worked in higher leadership of the state of Tennessee. And decided to come back and do some great things for Nashville. Conservatory projects like the Black and historical Fort Neckley. You don't know what Fort Neckley is? Take this time. Don't pause the tape. Just write it down. Go Google it. I'm sure you can listen to this and hit Google at the same time. Go Google Fort Neckley and understand the importance of this to Black Nashville and just to Black civil rights, Black liberation, Black freedom, Blacks in the war. If it wasn't for Fort Neckley, a lot of us wouldn't be here today. And the historic relevance of Fort Neckley, Alice Rowley stood and fought for. Now, that's great and admirable. But fast forward to today's time, she's not kind of aligned with anything Black outside of that. Politics may be a little screwed. She's presenting herself as a centrist. You know what a centrist is? Somebody who's not written necessarily blue or necessarily red, not necessarily Democrat, not necessarily Republican. But right there in a minute, in the center, a centrist, if you will. I dig it. Dub approves. But is that what Nashville needs? A centrist? Or we need somebody with the good old blue, like Freddie O'Connell. He would call himself a what's they call in the Democratic Party, a bona fide Democrat. They used to lynch us back in the day, so I don't know how bona fide I want to be, but nonetheless, Freddie is on that extreme. And I don't even think he's too far extreme. He's more to a centrist than many would think. Either way, we have a runoff here currently, y'all. September 14th. Today is what, the 5th? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. So the 14th is coming up soon. We'll have another episode by the end, most likely. This one is just specifically about the elections and what's coming up and what's at stake. Collective voting is what really matters, y'all. We have to collectivize our vote. Huey P. Newton said, power is the ability to define phenomena. Defy it as well. And make it act in the desired manner. Y'all, we have to collectivize our resources. Have some things set up. PACs, groups, organizations, and we don't have time to be splitting votes anymore because this is what we get. We have to collectively put our efforts in things that matter, and not just a Saturday night at the club, not just a turn up bottle session with your favorite reality star, not just the local hookah with unlimited refills. We need to put our collective energy in the policy, into collective building. We always want to harp about Black Wall Street, and that's okay, because I know some people just found out yesterday what that even was. But I promise there was more than just that Black Wall Street in Tulsa. There were many of these locations across the country. Jefferson Street was one of them, to be exact. Collectively, we fought against it, but it wasn't enough during those times. Right now, we're fighting against ourselves. We have to collectivize our voting power in order to change this narrative. So in 2027, or let's go a little further. Let's come in a little bit. That's too far out. Let's lower the plane to 2024. 2024. Next year, 5-6 months from now, we can collectively put people in places they need and rightfully deserve to be in. Not just because they're a centrist and can play the crowded electoral field for a whole summer, then boop, pop in a runoff. Not because they're a bona fide Democrat and just they blue, so I gotta vote blue. That's what my granny did, so I'm gonna do it too. No. We have to align ourselves to the matters that affect Black and brown people, and it's not a color of red or blue. Many of the times, and especially not right now. I understand that reclaiming the Black vote can be scary to some people. Reclaiming the Black vote may mean we may not have to align with our allies. Ooh, we so unfortunate. Our allies come out good in a lot of these cases. Our allies come out and get what they need. Our allies come out and hold a sign and protest with us. But after that, their allies go back into their silos and they are just fine. And it ends up the Black and brown community who are being disserviced as usual. But that's all I want to say, y'all. The Nashville elections were wild. They stay vigilant on how they came out and shook up the whole culture here. But here at Black and Unusual, we just want to give a little insight, tell you to go out and vote, cast your energy, but collectively, we have to demand better for ourselves. I believe we will. Black and Unusual will be here to advocate, to support, to inspire, and get it right next time. That's what we're gonna do. So until then, y'all be blessed. Take care of each other. Check on your people. And peace.